Glad you're visiting for the first time, whoever you are. But I just want to encourage you today that you're loved and you're not alone. You're loved and you're not alone. And I know, just me personally, and even those that have shared testimony, we can all look back on our journey, and we've all had those moments where we have felt alone. It's amazing how you can be in a big family and still feel alone. I don't know about you, but me, it's amazing how you can be walking up these streets here in New York City, thousands of people all around you, and still feel what? Alone. And loneliness is something that we as a people have been dealing with for a very long time. Loneliness. But God gave us his son. Hallelujah. Jesus came to fill the emptiness of every man, woman's soul that is restless in the effort to try to fill it with something else. And it can only be filled with Jesus. Anything else that we attempt to fill our soul with, it just fades away at some point. It's not lasting. Everything that we attempt to grab hold of materialistically, or every relationship we attempt to grab hold of, it cannot fill the void that is here in the soul. That can only be filled through Jesus Christ. Only he has the power to make you and I whole again. Only he has the power and the authority to satisfy, to cleanse. There's got to be a cleansing that happens. That's the beauty of salvation, what Jesus has to offer. He does a cleansing work in our soul. You know, each and every one of us need a cleansing, you know. You think we need a shower every day? No, our soul needs a washing. And that washing, that cleansing can only happen through Jesus Christ. You see, because of our sin nature, we needed some type of a cleansing to get rid of the mess, the failure, the dirt, all that we have done, we've made a mess of things. And sin has separated us from God. If maybe you've never just even heard this before, but sin has separated us from God. And because of man's sin, it's the dark, the wicked, the evil things that we've done in life, that separation from God. Well, because God loved us so much, he didn't want us to live our lives separated from him. So he wanted to mend the relationship. He wanted restoration for man. So rather than destroy us, he created an opportunity for us to be saved and restored back unto him. And that would happen through his son, Jesus Christ. And so Jesus comes down on the earth. And he lives this life, healing people, touching people, showing kindness, demonstrating the love of the Father. And then he goes to a cross, an old rugged cross. We sing about it. We talk about it. The cross, two pieces of wood shaped in the form of a T. And he goes to that cross and they nail him to that cross. The very people that nailed him to that cross, he goes to the cross for them. It's amazing to me. It's an amazing love. And he dies the death that we deserve because of our sin. And when he goes to the cross, he dies. And they lay him down, they put him in a grave. He comes alive again on the third day. The grave couldn't hold him. They had put him in this tomb. See, some of us folks, we get really excited when we hear this. I'm speaking to some people, maybe you're hearing this for the first time. They put him in a tomb. They rolled a big stone over it. I don't know why they rolled a stone over it, as if maybe they were afraid that the disciples were going to come, the people that followed him were going to steal the body away, but maybe they just, you know, maybe assuming that the body was going to start to rot away. But in 3 days, there was no body. And the ground shook and a stone rolled away and he was not in the grave anymore. It's my favorite story because it means so much. Listen, Because it's not just a story. It is the very story. It is the very life. It is the very person, Jesus Christ, that rose from the grave that has washed my soul clean. That cleansing that each and every one of us need. And Jesus comes alive on the third day. He's alive. And it's through his death and resurrection that I'm able to stand up here before you and say, I've got life. I'm alive. I feel good. Not because I simply took a shower this morning, but because my soul has been made whole again, cleansed through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He paid my sin debt. I'm no longer a debtor to God. I'm no longer responsible for trying to fix the relationship that I messed up in my own ways in relationship to God. It's been restored through Jesus Christ. And because he's my Savior, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I know and I believe in faith that Jesus dwells right here inside of me. He's washed me. He's cleansed me. I feel so much better than I did before I made him my Savior. And because of my faith in Jesus and his finished work on the cross, the work that he continues to do inside, it's from the inside out that there's this daily process of cleansing and wholeness that is happening in my heart that keeps me joyful and alive and puts a smile on my face and allows me to keep going and to believe that all things are going to work out and that God is good and that he's great and he's merciful. His mercies are new every morning. Why? Not because I simply woke up, but because of what he did 2,000 years ago that has made me whole. And I'm alive. And I'm not alone. I know he's in my life. And maybe someone here, and maybe you feel alone. But believe in faith tonight. Believe in faith that Jesus is Lord. Believe in faith. Just believe. Believe that God raised his son from the dead. Believe tonight. You do not have to walk out of this church feeling alone. You can walk out of here confident that Jesus is your King. He's your Lord. He has restored you back unto the Father. You can walk out of here in confidence, knowing that Jesus has given you his promises, never to leave you nor forsake you. You can walk out of here tonight knowing that Jesus has healed your soul, has given you life. You can walk out of here tonight saying, man, I might be going through some stuff, but I have a Savior who can fix it. You can walk out of here tonight knowing I'm not weak and powerless. I have the power of Jesus Christ that has given me new life, not my old self where I made a mess of things, but I can be a new person right now tonight in Jesus. That's God. That's the God who loves you. That's the God who cares. That's the God who actually drew you here tonight in his house. For those of you visiting, for those of you that just came to hang out, it's God that draws us into his house. We could be a million other places right now. We could be doing a million other things, but God drew us into the house of the Lord tonight. It's beyond me. It's beyond you. It's something supernatural. It's the power of Jesus that continues to draw us by his love. Because he cares for us so much. He cares. Every single one of you, from the balcony to the main floor, to those of you watching online, you are cared for. You're loved. If you're watching online tonight, you're not alone in your apartment, in your house. You're not alone. Jesus loves you. And he cares. And every testimony that you've heard tonight, every song that encouraged your heart tonight, it's not just some momentary thing that you have decided to just jump online and just check out. No, this is a message for you. Jesus loves you and he cares. Would you stand up with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. 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 Saints, begin to pray right now. Just already begin to pray. Normally we wait till the end, but just begin to pray. Just begin to pray. And this is what I want you to do. If you feel alone tonight, I want you to come forward. I want to pray with you. I want you to come forward. I want to pray with you. If you feel alone tonight, I don't care if you're with a friend or a loved one or hanging out with somebody. I want you to make your way down here, and we want to pray. We want to pray. Grab the hand of your friend, your brother, your loved one. Make your way down in the name of Jesus. Come on. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Just make your way down right here to the front. You're not alone tonight. Come on. From the balcony, you're not alone tonight. You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. Jesus loves you. You're not alone. You need to believe tonight that you have a Savior that cares and that loves you. You're not alone. You might be thinking, man, I got to get out of here in just a few minutes. You're looking at your watch. You're looking at your phone. You got a text from somebody. It's time to check out. It's time to go. No. The most important person that you can connect with right now is Jesus. Everybody else can wait. We're getting ready to sing, but you make your way down. Come on. Let Jesus capture your full attention right now. You're still coming. You're not alone. You're not alone. Come on. You're not alone. Hallelujah. Men, you're not alone. You're not alone, men. You're not alone. Listen, since they can tell stories about Milwaukee, let me tell my little story. We had just finished doing a little ministry in one spot. God had moved in a mighty way. Everybody was jumping in the vans, getting ready to go to the next location. I look down the street, there's a group of people just sitting together. God just started to stir up my heart and say, you got to get to them before you go to the next spot. So I walk down the street. There's two men sitting there, one young lady. And I just looked at them and I said, how can I pray for you? And the first guy just goes, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. And the second guy just goes, life, man, just pray for my life. And then the young lady said, man, it's a good thing y'all here. Man, I don't know, just pray for us. So I said, oh, Father, thank you so much for their lives. Thank you, Jesus, because you love us and you care for them. You love them. Thank you, God. Thank you for your love. Amen. And I turned to walk away. And then the guy who looked at me said, oh, nothing, I'm good. He hopped up out of his seat where he was sitting on the lawn. He said, yo, my man, come here real quick. And he pulls. I said, all right. And he pulls me aside right here, away from the others so nobody could see. He said, man, I don't know if you was looking for any confirmation for your reason to come all the way over here and stop and ask us for prayer, but I'm your confirmation. He said, my mother's about to die any night. Any day, and I just been feeling like, where's God? And I was listening to y'all down the block, but I'm just so angry because everything that I love, everything I care about is falling apart. And then suddenly you walk over here and ask me, how could you pray for me? Well, I wasn't telling the truth, man. Will you pray for me and my mother? And I just embraced that big guy, and we began to pray for God's healing. And I just prayed that the Lord would just grab a hold of his heart. And I just gave God the glory for the confirmation that he needed that moment. And that is that God loves him. Praise God. Well, this is your confirmation. God loves you. They're going to start singing right now. Don't go nowhere. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for wholeness. We're going to pray for healing. We're just going to sing this one song. It's not too late. You come down here. I want you to join us. I want you to pray with us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to pray. We're going to pray a prayer of salvation, because when Jesus becomes your Savior, you are no longer alone. Loneliness will be gone now in the name of Jesus. Christian, come up. I want him to lead you in this prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with my brother Christian. We're going to pray this together, church. And then as soon as he's done, we're just going to begin to pray. What's going to happen is Jesus, if you believe in faith, and as you pray, you believe in faith, Jesus is going to come into your life and he's going to take over this heart. He's going to fill your soul. It's going to be a cleansing, a washing. I'm telling you, he's going to do it in the power of his Spirit. Prayer team, I need you to get beside somebody right now. Just rest your hand on their shoulder, because I want them to know right now that we do this with them. We're standing with them.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. If you want Jesus in your heart right now, if you want to be saved this day, I want you to repeat these words after me. And I don't want you to say them to me. I want you to say them to God. Let it come from your heart. Let it come directly from your heart, straight to God. Just say, Father, I come to you just the way I am. You know me. I believe in you, and I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. And I know that he died on the cross for my sins. I'm asking you this day, right now, forgive me of all my sins. Come into my life. Allow me to be yours. Be my God. Be my Lord. Be my Master. Write my name in the book of life. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. If you believe that, if you said that from your heart, hallelujah, just give God some praise.